we have been able to communicate with people inside of the other hunger strikes, especially the hundreds of people also in Palestine going through that same situation. And people have told us they want to get somehow the message of solidarity across borders. Also, there was another hunger strike happening in a prison here in the United States in Riverside, California, where also hundreds of prisoners decided to go on hunger strike. So they were aware of this. Our role was precisely to inform them about it. And for them, it's really critical to build this solidarity and this understanding of intersectionality of how different systems in different places are operating people of color throughout the world.
Well, and in another twist of irony, some of the same companies are involved. The GEO Group has contracts with the Israeli government and is also a private prison operator in the United States that operates immigration facilities mainly, but also private prisons for U.S. citizen prisoners. Are people generally in Central and South America waking up to the reality of the situation in Palestine?
Not so much. We face a lot of people that, because they come running from violence, running from different types of oppression, that they feel that the only way they can be safe from that violence is to come to this country and try to assimilate. And that means going with the mainstream, in this case, pro-Israel, without having this clear understanding of what that actually means, especially for people in Palestine. So I think that this internal oppression that we all carry as people of color, as oppressed people, it's much more harder to unpack once we arrive in this country and we're told that we need to become American, that otherwise we would not be accepted. And that we need to even undo all the culture understanding that we have from our country. So although we have some people, especially people from prisons, because let me remind your audience that we're not talking about undocumented people. We're talking about all immigrants, even those that are documented. And we have a large population in the detention center in Tacoma that are especially men, some women too, the capacity for men is larger at the detention center than for women. According to the binary of the system, is that they do have a better understanding of some of these politics and international politics that for people that are currently arriving and requesting asylum. So we do see a lot of pressure, especially from religious entities and from the far right wing, the ultra right wing, arriving in our countries for some years now, and building this Zionist vision of the world in our countries, in Mexico and Central America.
Well, thank you so much for joining us again. We've been speaking with Maru Mora Villafondo. She is a strong advocate for immigrant rights and a part of NWDC Resistance. NWDC Resistance is a grassroots undocumented-led movement that works to end the detention of immigrants and stop all deportations. NWDC being a reference to the Northwest Detention Center, which is the major detention center for immigrants in the Pacific Northwest in Tacoma, Washington. This is Jenka Soderberg reporting.